It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Monday, October 17th. I'm Patricia Naft. Last Friday, state regulators barred Colorado Health Op from offering insurance for next year. KBNF's Jake Ryan has more.
Nearly 83,000 Coloradans will need to shop for new plans. This is Vince Plymel with the Colorado Division of Insurance talking about why the provider will not be able to offer any new plans or renew old ones.
We did that because essentially the co-op is not financially sustainable. They were expecting payment from the federal government, part of a risk-based reimbursement program that actually wasn't going to pay carriers across the nation as much as they thought they were going. Only 12.9% of what carriers were owed. For the health op, that meant they were expecting $16.2 million and we're only going to get about $2 million.
With that $14 million shortfall, Colorado Health Op is short of the requirements for capital and surplus, what Plymel calls sort of a rainy day fund.
An insurance company, because they don't know what's going to come tomorrow, they could get, you know, some very sick people, very high cost claims, premature babies, rare forms of disease, that sort of thing, they need to be able to meet those obligations. Well, this means that they weren't going to have that sort of rainy day fund, that sort of cushion to meet consumers' obligations in the coming year. So we had to act now.
Open enrollment for 2016 will begin in about 2 weeks. That very well could be a death blow for Colorado Health Op. In a previous interview with KVNF, a representative said that they knew they were in trouble, but were confident that they could raise the capital from private investors or from some other means.
At this point, it's too late. They had talked to us about different things. Nothing was concrete enough. Nothing was secure enough for us and then for Colorado consumers, because we can't wait any longer. Starts to push this into the realm of open enrollment and beyond, and we can't let that start happening.
Although Colorado Health Op customers cannot renew their health insurance plans, they will still be covered throughout the rest of their plan's term. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Two Colorado communities hit hard by the downturn in the coal industry received federal grants to help diversify their economies. KVNF's Laura Palmisano reports.
The Obama administration awarded Region 10, an organization of governments on the Western Slope, a $1.2 million grant. Moffat County also got $50,000. In a release, the White House says the funds are for projects that assist communities in diversifying their economies, creating jobs, attracting new investment, and providing workforce training. Michelle Haynes is the executive director of Region 10.
We were actually eligible for this project because we have been doing a planning effort in Delta County related to this specific subject, looking at diversifying the economy within Delta County as we lose more and more of our coal mining jobs. And because of that work, we were eligible to apply for this grant money as well. We have identified broadband as a key economic issue and a key barrier to economic development in Delta County, and we felt this was a good use of the monies to continue leveraging our work in improving the broadband infrastructure in the region.
Earlier this year, Region 10 also received a $5.2 million grant from the state to develop better broadband access in Delta County and Eastern Montrose County. Moffat County plans to use its grant to conduct an economic assessment of the needs and assets in the county and surrounding region, according to a release. In total, the Obama administration awarded more than $14.5 million to groups in 12 states. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
The West Central Public Health Partnership just received a sizable grant to test well water in the area. The partnership serves Delta, Montrose, Gunnison, Hinsdale, Ouray, and San Miguel counties. Over $500,000 was given out to support the testing of private wells. KVNF's Jake Ryan talked to Ken Nordstrom, the Delta County Director of Environmental Health, about the testing and what risks they're looking for.
You're going to be looking at risk. What type of risks are we talking about in this well water?
The most notable risk that we've seen here recently is some of our mining districts have acid mine drainage. The Animas River was one of them, that perhaps private wells may be influenced or at risk from heavy metals contamination from those seeping into the groundwater system. So that's an obvious risk. Another risk in our agricultural community is nitrates from fertilizers that may leach into well water systems. There are other risks such as radon in some of our aquifer systems that may be in private water systems that people are unaware of.
And if you do find in someone's private well radon, nitrates, what could be done?
Oh, there are a lot of different ways to filter or treat that water in some way to make it more potable or make it safe drinking water. Private wells and private water systems are unregulated by the state of Colorado as far as water quality goes. There's no oversight as to the drinking water quality. So this program is to help people with private water systems understand their water quality and help them to get treatment if there is a problem.
Has the department had a lot of interest expressed from the community?
Yes, we did a public health assessment a few years ago. And in that assessment, we identified that drinking water was very important to the community and to the community's health. So we applied for the grant last year, and we were surprised to get it.
That was Ken Nordstrom talking with KVNF's Jake Ryan. The program is open to any private well owners in the six-county area. Anyone interested can contact the Delta County Health Department. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration just released the winter weather outlook. El Niño is the name of the game this year, with strong effects felt across the nation. This is Megan Stackhouse with the National Weather Service in Grand Junction.
We are on track to have a strong El Niño this winter, and we are looking at a shift of probabilities towards a wetter than normal winter that would be mainly from December through February for most of southern Colorado. Northwestern Colorado is kind of a shift of odds towards being a normal year for in terms of precip this winter, but it's definitely expected to be felt more in southwestern Colorado.
With the southwest receiving heavy precipitation and the northwest receiving a drying effect, the western slope is right in the middle, but maybe a little closer to the precipitation. She says the Front Range can also expect a lot of snow this winter. Ballots have just been sent out for November's election, but KVNF already finished theirs. The annual meeting was last Thursday. There were three proposed changes to the bylaws. The first would require that all community advisory board meetings be open to the public. The second would require the board to post all minutes and financials within 10 days of a board meeting. The third proposed rule would prevent any changes to translators, transmitters, or the KVNF broadcasting license without two community meetings and a two-thirds vote. All three proposed changes passed. There were also three people running for the board: Linda Bacigalupi, Cynthia Hines, and Brian Calvert. All three ran unopposed and are now members of the board. Connecting you to the news of the Western Slope, your support makes this newscast possible. Won't you join us this morning? Call 527-4868 or 1-866-KVNF now. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.